The Senate will be called to order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for a prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Gawk, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Abraham Lincoln wrote, "You cannot escape the responsibilities of tomorrow by evading it today." We remember this day, Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and remember most how in humble but brilliant ways he provided leadership to our country at a crucial time as it was being torn apart. And so we pray, help us, Lord, to be men and women who can provide leadership and caring that can help heal the painful gaps created by anger and hatred that we see growing about us. Bless our efforts, Lord, so that what we seek to bring about will be seen within your spirit, within them. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Reverend. Okay, Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senators, Arthur, Bernsgetter,
here.
Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford,
here.
Cunningham,
here.
Igel,
here.
Emery,
here.
Hageman,
here.
Hoskins, Huff,
here.
Koenig,
here.
Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Butler. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 8th. Present. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 17th day, Tuesday, February 11, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The senator from Boone has moved that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with the same as being approved as being fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from Boone is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
For those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. Okay. All right. Introduction. We have an introduction of special guest, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today with us in the upper gallery, if they would stand, we have some FFA kids from Southern Boone County here to check out the Missouri Senate. I'd ask us to make them feel welcome today in the chamber.
All right. Would the guest of Senators from Boone's already risen? Would the Senate make them feel welcome, please. Senator from Barton.
President, on your right and my left, I also have a group of guests here today. We have a lot of the blue uniforms today, FFA students. I have a group of FFA students from Windsor, Missouri, And I would like to introduce them. Laura Cooley is their advisor out of Windsor High School. Kayla Kuhlman is a student teacher there at Windsor. And then our FFA members are, and also Marshall Streit is their advisor from the Cass Career Center in Harrisonville is with them. We have as FFA members Adam Moreland, Brendan Engelman, Cameron Collier, Harley Sipple, Miles Bailey, Kylie Foster, and Paige Keith. And I would ask the body if they would please make this group of students with a vision for tomorrow welcome.
Thank you, Senator from Barton. Would you all make his guests feel welcome? Senator from the 13th.
Good morning, Mr. President. I have some very special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, today in my office, I met some young people. I'm no longer afraid of the future. There are some very bright young minds here from Florissant. They are part of the Technology Student Association, and they are accompanied by their moderator, Kate Powers, if she would stand up. And they were brought up here by Ms. Burton and Ms. Taylor, who escorted them. And if the young people would stand up when I call their name, I ask that the body make them feel welcome. With us today, we have Cole Burton, Zion Norman, Janiah Goforth, Joshua Fitzgerald, and Dakota Adams. And I ask that the body welcome them.
Senator from the 13th. I agree. I got to talk to Cole. I didn't get to talk to all of them, but he's a very impressive young man.
Well, you know something that you don't know, Mr. President? When he explained his project to you and he was telling you about VA and I think...
mass production and...
essay. It was two letters. That wasn't in his spiel a half hour ago, but I asked a question about it, so he just picked up the ball and added it to his presentation on the fly. So I'm hopeful about our future with young people like these students.
I agree. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, we have a very special group from St. Charles this morning from the Lewis and Clark Career Center, led by Dr. Andrew Stewart, if you could raise your hand. And we've got a group of high school seniors and juniors that I spoke to before session this morning and went through what each of their projected career paths. And I got to tell you, Mr. President, they're ahead of where I was, because when I was their age, I had no idea that I was going to end up here or that this is what I wanted to do. So I really hand it to them. And if they could raise their name as I call out their name. We have Dalton Bescher. Dalton is going to be a welder going through some of our apprentice training programs next year. We have Clayton Schrader. He's going to be a Marine, which was tough for me, Mr. President, because I'm an Air Force guy, and you know they don't generally recognize some of us Air Force veterans, but we're going to get along. We have Madison Bamvakis. Now, Madison is actually a junior, and she is also going to go through an apprenticeship program and become an electrician. So we're excited about that. We have Haley Patton. Haley's going to be an architect and study architecture so we can build the next Capitol, even though we're getting repairs done on our building now. We have Elizabeth Cox, who is going to go into the needed profession of nursing. We have Lane Doyle. Lane is going to be a video game programmer, and I impress, Mr. President, I'll have you know, that I impressed that entire group that I actually could name a few of the computer games that those young folks are playing these days. So I have some, I'm very proud of myself for being able to speak the lingo. Finally, we have Morgan Hancock, who is also going to go into the needed profession of nursing, Mr. President. So great group of young folks. I would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Welcome to the state capitol. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of special guests. Proceed, Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, this morning I feel we're very blessed. Every year this time we see a lot of blue coats walking up down the halls, and a lot of us, they're constituents of ours and friends of ours, and I have a group with me that's no exception to that. It is nice because they're always so quiet, so polite, and so interested in what's going on. Those blue coats mean a lot for the state of Missouri and the impact they have, the local impact they were just giving me. But today I have students from the little town of Seymour, a little town with a big heart that takes care of their own really, really well. I have Felicia Cantrell, I have Felix Cantrell, I have Promise Cantrell, I have Marissa Mason, I have Cameron Hamlet, I have Andrew Simpson, Kathy Simpson, Christine Geyer, and their chaperone or their supervisor of the day, Tiffany Kaufman. I would like for the body to make them feel well, please.
Welcome to the state capitol. Introduction of special guests. You want to proceed, Senator from the 20th, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have some FFA students from my area. They've traveled from Southwest Missouri. They're Katie Schmidt, Amanda Gray, and Brooke Wiggins, and I'd ask the body to please welcome them today.
Let's welcome the guest from the Senator from the 20th. Senator from Boone.
President, on behalf of the Senator from Callaway, I would like to introduce some members of the New Bloomfield FFA chapter here today is Heath Brandt, Dylan Cardwell, Dylan Nilges, Alexis Mears, and Nichols Gordon. With them is their advisor, Dean Reichel, and I'd ask the chamber to make them feel welcome today in the Missouri Senate. I think they're over there, maybe somewhere. There you go.
Welcome the guests from the Senator of Callaway. Thank you for being here. Introduction of special guests. The Senator from Newton.
Of guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, I believe everybody's up there. We have two different groups today. We have FFA officers from the Seneca, Missouri, and we also have Carthage Skills USA. Start out with Carthage Skills USA. We have Anna Lorenzo, Olivia Wright, Isaac Ross, Alan Medillon, and Colby Hicks. And from Seneca, the officers, we have Morgan Byron, Alex Denton, Myla Ombre, Angela Roller, and Haley Broyles. I apologize if I messed up your names, but I really wish the body would give them a great welcome. They're a great bunch of kids I've been able to talk to in the office today.
Please welcome the guests from the Senator from Newton. Introduction of special guests. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, is there anyone else that needs to introduce a special guest?
The chair has some special guests.
I'm sorry?
The chair has some special guests.
Okay, I'll sit back down, Mr. President.
Okay. The chair has some special guests to my left and to your right. Would you all please stand up? I have some students here from the Nichols Career Center here in Jeff City. I have Brooklyn Worthy, Thomas Nichols, Caitlin Baker, Cody Elliott, and their instructors, Cody Bashore and Stacy Bushman. Would you please welcome my guests to the Senate? Senator from Butler.
I would like to make that opportunity one more time. If anybody's got a guest they would like to introduce, I will sit back down.
Introduction of special guests. I think we're done, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. If somebody does need to introduce a special guest while I'm inquiring after a while, just let me know, and they'll be able to do that. Mr. President, at this time, I'd like to inquire the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, is he in the chamber? Will the Sergeant of Arms please summon the Senator from Green? Senator from Green, do you yield to inquiry from the Senator from Butler?
It's going to be friendly.
Senator from Butler is always friendly.
Then sure.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Morning, Senator.
Here we are again.
Back for more.
Back to it. I have gathered up so much information, it's making my head spin just a little bit.
Well, I've noticed, see, normally your desk is impeccably clean on the floor.
Normally.
There's not even a basket. See, the rest of us have these baskets and all these amendments, these things, they stack up, the journals are there and all this stuff. And you usually have a pretty streamlined work surface over there.
Yes.
And I've noticed it's been accumulating some information.
Okay.
And I have a feeling I know what you've been accumulating, but if you want to, since it's your inquiry, feel free to walk me through some of the new evidence of the great boondoggle that we've been talking about.
Well, it's a boondoggle of epic proportions. Let's just start again with the fact that Missourians, the best estimate I got right now, a lot of Missourians thought they had an opportunity to participate in this medical marijuana program that was going to be implemented by the DHSS.
Correct.
And, you know, they hired this company to supposedly score the applications.
Correct.
That company had 1 year experience, best I can tell.
In my recollection, that company was not from Missouri, right?
That's correct. Best I can tell, they were from Nevada and California.
Yeah.
They have some subsidiaries of different things. But what I want to talk about is, best I can tell, family-owned businesses, a hospital, citizens of this state have spent somewhere between $50 and $100 million preparing their applications. And there is a tremendous outpouring of disbelief, actually, because it took a lot of time to fill out your application. And you had
a lot of time and a lot of money.
Lots of time and lots of money.
And I think the thing that we should remind everybody of is that these are not, I think, at least for me, who I'm talking about, these are not novice, first-time entrepreneurs.
That's right.
These are people who, the ones that I've heard from anyway, these are folks that have run successful companies, have put together complex business plans,
right,
and financial plans,
right,
and laid out a strategy that in the past has worked for them, and then you and I would have thought, they would have been scored just the same. Just at least if your answers are consistent on the scoring matrix that was used by this company from Nevada, at least if you answered the questions the same on perhaps two different applications, they would be scored the same.
Yeah,
but Senator, it's been brought to my attention, that's not the case.
No, it's not the case. I mean, it's amazing. And the thing to remember here is these individuals and groups not only spent $500,000 to over $1 million to prepare these applications, and not only, it appears that there was a lack of due diligence on who we picked to score these, but the due diligence kept going on. There was no due diligence, best I can see, and what I've been told, it has the appearance that not much was done. Like, one of the questions was the truthfulness of an applicant. I can't tell you how many really, really, and this, you know, another thing, this needs to be listened to by all the senators in this room, because every district has been affected by this. So you have companies and families that thought that they were putting forth their best efforts in proving their background, giving bank letters of credit, wanting people to find out their background, how they were in a community, you know, what they meant to the community, what the community meant to them, and to get that, get this kind of inconsistent and lack of even looking the applications over properly is just a, it's a fiasco, the best way I can explain it.
Now, I think that's a fair characterization. Now, we did talk the other day about the sheer, the numbers of applications and then the subsequent awarding of licenses and how, really, you don't have to be a statistician to understand that it's sort of stacked against you from the beginning. You're not guaranteed. This isn't a one-for-one thing. We weren't awarding 100 licenses, and we had 100 applicants, right? We had a lot more applicants than we had licenses, either for distributorships or manufacturing.
Oh, yeah.
Then would, you know, it's not a one-for-one correlation. So, but the comments that I've heard have not been that we just assumed that we would be awarded something. We just assumed that it would be fair.
That's right. That's right. It's not a sour grapes thing.
Right.
It's not a sour grapes thing. It's we have companies that's been just pillars of the community and of this state thought that they were operating inside a fair opportunity. You know, when you invest $500,000 to $1 million, that's big money to anybody. I have been told by several in this state, citizens of this state, I know some younger folks that actually went out and took money out of their retirement accounts thinking they had a really legitimate shot of being able to participate in this new business opportunity, which is supposed to be for Missourians.
Mm-hmm.
Borrowed $600,000.
Go through this process, put your name on the line, put
right.
your money on the line.
Right.
Spend an awful lot of time and energy only to find out that maybe a very, if not the exact same answer, a very similar answer on an application was not scored the same way across the board.
That's right. And I'm going to give some examples out here in just a little bit. I need to say something to the president of the Senate.
You good?
Mr. President.
Senator from Butler.
I need to conclude my inquiry with the Senator from Green for just a couple minutes.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, could you please refer SCR 42 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It shall be referred. Senator from Butler.
Inquire the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Fresh off my break, Mr. President, I do.
You're refreshed?
Yep.
Refreshed. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Here's a little letter that I got, some information. Dear Senator, my team and I applied for an infused manufacturing license here in Missouri. We have the same feelings towards the scoring as many of the other applicants, which I've got piles of it. I've included some responses that we felt were inconsistently scored. Here's a little background about our team. Eight of us were born and raised here in Southwest Missouri. We currently own and operate a family-owned facility in Southwest Missouri and have been very successful for many years. Our products have won awards throughout the state and even in national and international competitions. Our facilities are FDA compliant and have had zero negative incidents since inception. We also own 11 other successful businesses ranging from food manufacturing, food, beverage, design, construction, consulting, and more. For example, question number one. Letters on recommendation. We got a score of a 4. Now that number one question was, your character, veracity, background, and qualifications, and relevant experience of the principal officers and owners. They got a 4, all right? We included reference letters from prominent members of the community, including attorneys, several large Missouri banks, university professors, mechanical engineers, and others. Now remember, the top score is a 10. So part of that is your truthfulness, all right? Your character. They got a 4. It's not really funny, but I have to chuckle.
It's been a while since I've been in school, but if the highest score you could get was a 10,
yep,
and you got a 4.
Got a 4.
You're not doing very well.
No, you're not a very truthful person.
And for someone in this example that sounds to me like has pretty good character, pretty good standing in the community, good business acumen, to receive a 4, I mean, Senator, I'll go ahead and just say it. It seems a little arbitrary to me.
Yeah. Also, we did not, under the manufacturing questions, we did not receive a single 10 score in the manufacturing area of our application, and they own many, 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 many companies. So they go on giving some other examples. So what it really comes down to, they were given a 4 with obviously nobody was even checked on their veracity, as they say.
So I think the bigger issue, and you know, there were literally hundreds and hundreds of applications.
Same stuff.
The bigger issue here is not just this one outlier, this one specific example that you're bringing up.
Right.
It's the complete inconsistency of the process.
Right.
Now,
well, yeah. Go ahead.
We did have yesterday in our appropriations hearing, which we have every day, all day, we did have testimony from the department that oversees this program, and they did say, look, you know, we kind of knew there was probably going to be some hiccups.
Can you raise your microphone up just a little bit for me?
Sure.
Remember, you're talking to a guy almost twice as old as you.
Yeah, but you used to talk to that guy the whole other side of the room, and the two of you would just kind of mumble back and forth, and no one could hear or understand. But it seemed like you both knew what you were saying, which could just be because he was living at your house the entire time he was up here, which I guess he still might be. But no, what I was saying was we had testimony from the department yesterday that oversees this program. And they, I mean, they said,
oversees this program?
Sure.
Oh.
And they said, look, we're doing the best we can. And again, like I've said it before out here, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. This was brand new. This is one of these things that when a ballot initiative is passed and then the rules have to be promulgated on our end, there's a lot of holes to fill in. Okay? So I've said it before and I'll say it right now. I believe they're trying to do the right thing. I believe they're trying to do a good job. I don't think that they want to go through this exercise. I don't think they want you and I out here every other day, it seems like, talking about the inconsistencies that happened. But that's where we are.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's what's happened.
But, you know, we took an oath in here to represent the citizens of the state.
Sure.
And any time the citizens of this state is out $50 to $100 million just on application fees. See, I'm not complaining about the questions. I'm complaining about how the answers were graded.
Sure.
The lack of grading.
Sure.
Mr. President, I need to briefly conclude my inquiry with the Senator from Green.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Okay, Senator, we're on the order of introduction.
All right, I wasn't quite for sure where we were, Mr. President. Thank you.
We're still on that order, so proceed.
Thank you. On my left and to your right, I have some very special guests, if they would stand. I have visitors from the Lex Luray Technical Center and FFA. They are Lindsay Phillips, Mallory Farina, Madison Rood, Jamie Burseeker, Connor Wolken, Emma Martin, Kirsten Helm, Carrie Atkins, and Amanda Finkelday. If the body would please make them feel welcome.
Please welcome the senators from Johnson's guests. Welcome to the Capitol. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you. I have some other special guests as well that I would like to introduce that just came into the chamber.
Proceed.
These are the Central Methodist University Men's Soccer Eagles, and they won the men's soccer, college soccer national championship this past December 7th, and are here to celebrate and be recognized today. I'd like for the body to please welcome our national champion men's soccer team from Central Methodist University.
Congratulations to our national champion. Senator from Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
I do inquire the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Nope.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, you were talking about promulgating the rules over DHSS.
Sure.
And I've got the highest regard and respect for Dr. Randall Williams over there that heads that department up. One of the hardest working guys I've ever come across. And, but you know what? That still doesn't overshadow the fact that we got Missourians feel like they've been wronged.
Right.
And some of our most stellar companies and employers in this state getting fours on truthfulness, character, that owns numerous businesses. This particular business is in Southwest Missouri. Lived there their whole life, the whole group. Question number two. Describe how your previous business experience will contribute to the success of your marijuana business. That same company I just talked about, you know what they got? A four. Now, don't forget, for those just tuning in, we're talking about a group of folks that own over 11 businesses, manufacturing companies, construction, different trades, bank letters of references and credit, so on and so forth.
They're not brand new to the business world. They're not brand new to an application process, whether it's kind of hard or arduous or not.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, they got a 4. And I can't tell you, it's 200 times this problem. Now there's over 200 appeals
right
now. Question number three. Those of you getting worried, I'm going to go through all the questions. Don't worry too much. I'm not going to go through all of them right now. Describe how your previous business experience will contribute to the success of this business. They got a 7.
Hey, they're getting better.
Woo! They got a 7. I'm just going to call it a random 7. How's that? They got a random 7. Look. I got to pick something up here. We're not supposed to have props here, Mr. President. But this is not a prop. This is the marijuana application process. To grow 2,400 plants to see if you're capable of growing 2,400 plants. We're talking about people that own manufacturing companies. That
employ hundreds of people. Employ hundreds of people.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. And then we spend all this money and all this time wanting to put our best foot forward to think that somebody's actually going to look at our qualifications and our financial wherewithal. By the way, do you know how much this scoring company out of Nevada and California, you picked the state. I think they also...
I think it was Nevada, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they part of it was from California, some university, really wasn't a university, that supposedly did some kind of boot camp here in Missouri to help people figure out how to fill out your... Best I could tell, I've been told that they had some kind of little seminars and that was going to help you get through your process and help you figure all that out and how to put the best foot forward and all that. So I think they're from California. Then I think there was another company set up in Missouri. I'm not really sure on that, but, you know, I'm getting a lot of information on that too. But anyway, You know how much I think, and see, here's the deal. Sometimes when you get a Kmart Blue Light special, this, I think they paid like $900 an application for somebody to go through these Missourians' backgrounds, which, oh, by the way, are you aware that the people that were granted license haven't even had their background checked yet?
I was aware. and it's...
this is almost like a nightmare to me.
Well, and you know, the thing that I actually visited with, again, the department about yesterday was, we now have petitions that are circulating in this state to go to full recreational marijuana. Okay, so this is the medical side, right?
Right.
And this
right.
is kind of the boondoggle that we've gotten into right now with this, even though, you know, they're trying and they're doing their best. What happens, Senator, if then the next step occurs and we have full recreational and we have to go through this process again, only on a much larger scale?
Right.
Are we just setting ourselves up? Are we setting the business owners of Missouri up to spend this time hundreds of millions of dollars?
We're out
through
driving
this
our
process.
Headlights. Yeah.
To just then find out, well, someone maybe arbitrarily said you got a 4 on this one question, and you know, even though maybe, I mean, I've got folks, you know, back in my district that that applied for these and have backgrounds actually in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Backgrounds in this industry in other states, Colorado, for instance, and are denied licenses here. And again, the same inconsistencies that we've been talking about were apparently relevant with their applications, even though they're already doing this in other states.
That's true.
You would think the folks that have already jumped through the hoops in other states and established these, you know, whether they're manufacturing facilities, whether they're distributorships, you would think they would kind of know what they're doing. So to have some out of state contracted group,
right,
arbitrarily say, well, we don't think you're maybe in good standing in your community, so we're going to give you.
There's some question even to the constitutionality of that. So I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to deep dive into that because I don't have my snorkel with me at this particular time. But anyway, getting back to the Kmart Blue Light special,
right?
I think for about $900 and some change, we felt like, oh, this is a cheap deal. You know, most cheap deals, you know what they end up being.
I've heard an old saying that you get what you pay for.
You hope you do, that's for sure. But, you know, we have attorneys in this room. We got 2 sitting in here right now. And, I'd like for them to just maybe give me a thumbs up if they thought that they could analyze all these financials and all these backgrounds and all this stuff for $900. I've heard anywhere from $2,500 to $7,500 to do... Your due diligence.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, you got to prove that people's actually got the cash that it takes. Because, as you know, you don't go down to the FDIC bank
and
get a loan.
You can't go down to the bank and get a loan and say, I'm going to open up a medical marijuana distributorship or manufacturing facility.
Right. Well, this product's still illegal, you know.
Federal. Yeah, they kind of scatter.
Yeah. So.
They scatter right now when you say, I need some more money for my cattle operation, too. I'm just telling you.
So anyway, and then we said, wow, look at all this money we're going to have left over. We'll probably just give that to the veterans. I don't think there's going to be much left over time we get done. I mean, I understand.
Well, all the appeals have to be litigated.
Yep.
And if I'm wrong, I mean, Senator, maybe you can clear this up for me. The department will have to pay the legal bills out of the fee funds associated with the licenses and the permits that have been established under this program. So every one of these appeals that then goes through a court proceeding, goes through litigation, that's less money that's going to the veterans. Is that right?
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're advertising for 3 law firms right now with anticipation, but a couple days ago, You know, I was going to talk on this yesterday, but, you know.
Yeah, we kind of took a day off.
Well, we took a day off because we need to get some work done around here. We're going to get some more work down here in just a few minutes. Floor leader knows all about this. He knows we're going to get some work down here in a little bit. So those of you who are asleep right now in your offices, you may want to wake up here in about 5 minutes.
I think this has probably been a good opportunity. Did you notice all the guests that were here today, all the guests that were introduced?
And we had the
I imagine when I get back to my office, there will be a stack of thank you cards from our Senate colleagues for the opportunity that we have given them to go back and meet with all of their constituents that have traveled up here.
I never thought about
that. You know,
that.
So really what this, really we're doing everybody a favor and they can thank us later.
So we're really not wasting time, and so to speak.
I think we're giving everybody an opportunity to, you know, meet with the folks from home that came up here and said, hey.
Which is very important. You know, a lot of folks like you and I, you know, our constituents have to drive quite a ways.
Yours drive a little further than mine.
Yeah, you know, the senator from Newton, you know, those folks got to drive a little bit, too.
They do.
And the senator from Platt, you know, but those urbanite senators, they all got four lanes and stuff, you know. Us hillbillies down here around Butler County, it's like a NASCAR track coming up here.
Well, right now those gravel roads are probably
we got more curves than Watkins Glen does in 2 miles, okay? I'm serious. Senator from Cape over there, you know, he's one of my fellow Southeast Missourians, but he cheats, Senator. He drives on the interstate. But didn't help him out much the other day. I think he got hit by a trash truck or something.
It was a UPS, I thought, or a FedEx truck.
Oh, UPS or somebody.
Yeah. Didn't see him.
Didn't see him.
Just drove right over the top of him.
And it messed up his beautiful car that we were on a trip this past fall in. Messed up his beautiful car, and you just never know what may happen to you. Well, anyways, getting back to this, and I've got a whole lot more to talk about. I mean, I've just got gazillions of information. Gazillions. So let me tell you a little story here about it. You know, we talk a lot about rural hospitals, you know, closing like down in my district.
Right.
Senator from the third, you know, he's had medical clinics closed. I had hospitals closed. Senator from Webster had a hospital closed in my second hometown, Donovan, Missouri. Actually, the senator from Webster represents me and my farm in Ripley County on the Kern River. That hospital closed, had a hospital closed in Kennett in my district. We've had hospitals closed down in Ellington and different places. Rural health care is really, really hurting.
Sure.
Well, I know this hospital, this nonprofit hospital, that got to thinking, you know, this might be an opportunity for another profit center for us to go back and apply the profits from the sale of medicinal marijuana to maybe allow us to open those doors again, maybe in some of those communities, so folks can not have to drive so far for health care. Guess what?
What, Senator?
They scored like fours and sevens. You're talking about people's got MDs out, you know, everywhere, pharmacists,
sure,
operations.
Sure.
They scored like a 4 or 7 or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what the score was. It was really bad. I know they're really disappointed.
Anyway, long story short, they didn't get awarded a license, did
No, they?
They
got denied.
Denied.
Yeah.
And that was going to be something. I know that, you know, I know in this scoring process that economically depressed areas were supposed to be.
Oh.
They were supposed to be kind of, you know, like bonus points.
Yeah, supposed to get a bump.
Sounds like that's kind of an environment that you're describing there.
Uh-huh.
So you would have thought, again, even if things were just equal, well, you know, they would have done pretty well.
They come out of the virtue rule and change that after some people had already sent their applications in. They come out with the virtue rule like a few months later and said, oh, by the way, if you go into economically disadvantaged zip code or area, that you could quite possibly get as much as a 40% bump.
But that didn't happen.
No. Now, I want to remind you something. This is not your typical car loan application, okay?
A little more in-depth.
Months and months of docs and preparation and proving you are who you say you are and you have the financial ability to actually put forth this effort. Now, I've got a fix for this. but I'm not going to tell everybody today. At 1 o'clock today, from what I understand, they're going to have a House hearing.
That's what I understand, too.
And they're going to be investigating this, maybe some. And hopefully they really get into detail, and that's going to be good. Because we got to have a way out of this problem.
Sure.
We're in a really, really bad debacle here. Better known down around Poplar Bluff as a boondoggle.
It's a boondoggle.
You know what the real problem is? Can't just give away, start giving away everybody licenses that look like they probably deserved it and they just got overlooked. Then you lose out on the competitiveness of it.
Oh, it's definitely a balance between how many licenses will be awarded and essentially the competition in the marketplace to make these businesses solvent.
And there's over 200
appeals. Because it wouldn't do you any good to just award everybody a business license, and then in 6 months, you know, half of them are out of business again.
Well, this is a lawyer boom, I'm telling you. They've already made a lot of money on helping fill out all these papers and work through the process. And they were very much needed, to be honest with you,
sure,
to prepare these applications. You needed a good lawyer on these. And now, all these appeals are going to be made, and all this stuff's going to be going on, and the state of Missouri is going to be spending tons and tons of money. So, you know, there's a break-even point. So if you start saying, oh, my gosh, you should have got a license. Oh, my gosh, you should have got a license. Oh, my gosh, you should have got a license, and you should have got a license. I don't know why you didn't get a license. That's not going to work.
Right.
Because your economy of scale then,
right,
is going
to
be blown up.
You can't have a distributorship on every corner in every town.
And we're trying to keep the black market out, right?
Right.
So if you and I were smart enough to grow 2,400 plants, okay, and we decided there was nobody hardly to sell to because there's so much competition, you know, there could be some people thinking, well, you know, I need to get rid of that stuff somewhere, you know. Not saying you and I would do that, but some people might decide, well, you know, I need to get rid of some of this inventory. It's kind of like a blue light special, you know, when you have a overcapacity of inventory.
You got a market up to market down sale.
Yeah. So that's not going to work. So here we are. We're in the world-class boondoggle. It's 11 o'clock, and I think it's time to continue on with the business of the Senate for a while.
All right. Well, Senator, I'm here.
Thank you.
But
thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire the Secretary if there are messages from the governor? And if so, I ask that the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
If there are messages from the governor, the reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Appropriations Committee will meet 10 minutes upon recess.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Further announcements. The chair has an announcement on behalf of Reverend Gock. The prayer breakfast will be tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m., and I believe that will be in the senator from Franklin's office. I believe that is true. If not, just follow the scent of food. Further announcements. Senator from Cape.
Mr. President, no further business come before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cape. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 1400 this day.